And finally this evening, the Pauline year may be over, but St. Paul is still making headlines here at the Vatican, as Emer McCarthy reports.
He wore fine woolen fabrics, color purple, with traces of pure gold stitched into the hem. And incense was also found in the sarcophagus that contains the bodily remains of a man who dates back to the 1st and 2nd century AD. Those are the results of the scientific studies that were carried out on the sarcophagus, which tradition holds to be that of St. Paul, which lies in the crypt beneath the high altar inside the Roman Basilica, dedicated to the apostle to the Gentiles. The results were summarized Friday in the press office of the Holy See by Cardinal Andrea Codero Lanza di Montezemolo, Archpriest of the Basilica, and Ulderico Santa Maria, Professor of Science and Material Technology at the University of Tuscia, as well as Director of Laboratory Diagnostics for the Conservation and Restoration of the Vatican Museums. Investigation of the sarcophagus and all that it contains was accomplished by making a tiny puncture in the wall of the tomb to introduce a special probe which allowed for observation and examples to be extracted while maintaining respect for the sacred nature of the site.
Siamo raccolti presso la tomba dell'Apostolo.
This information was partially anticipated by Pope Benedict XVI during ceremonies to close the Pauline year. Then the Pope had said that these tests seem to confirm the unanimous and undisputed tradition that these are the mortal remains of the Apostle Paul. All of this, he commented, fills our souls with deep emotion. Friday's announcement, in a certain sense, was the last act in Cardinal Codero Lanza di Montezemolo's role as Archpriest of Basilica of St. Paul. In fact, on Friday, Pope Benedict accepted his resignation on having reached the age of retirement, appointing in his place Monsignor Francesco Monterisi, the current secretary of the Congregation of Bishops and the College of Cardinals. I'm Emer McCarthy.